The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Free real estate workshop coming to your area. Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Kroah Show.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Don Kroah Show is brought to you by Passport Auto Group Stores. As we continue to deal with the difficulties and restrictions of the COVID pandemic, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home. Check out the superb products and outstanding service waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. And I might add, I speak from a wealth of experience with Passport Auto Group. I have been a very happy, satisfied customer of Passport in one form or another for the last, what year is it now? The last 10 years at least, 11 even. And they are great folks in every sense of the word. Sadly, I have to report I've had to use their state-of-the-art collision center a couple of times as well. Parking garages are my nemesis. I'll say no more. But they do phenomenal work, whatever it is that you may need. Check them out at PassportAuto.com. And coming up just a few minutes, hey, you've been worried about, maybe anxious over, or concerned at least, about Christmas this year with all that isn't happening that ordinarily would. You need some new ideas. Stay with us. In just a few minutes, I'm going to talk with Melissa Corey. Melissa is a Bible study leader, teacher, and speaker. But Melissa Carey is also the creator of something called the Christmas Cabinet. So she'll be with me in just a few minutes to give us all the details on that. I'm sure it's going to be a very exciting thing for you to learn about. In not so exciting news, but sadly not surprising, Biden's State Department celebrates first non-binary gender X passport, U.S. passport. This one is reported by ChristianPost.com. The Biden administration announced today, Wednesday, that it has issued the first ever U.S. passport for citizens who identify as non-binary or intersex by using the X gender marker instead of M for male or F for female. Ned Price, spokesman for the U.S. Department of State, said in a statement the department had issued, quote, the first U.S. passport with an X gender marker. And the sad thing is, folks, this is my opinion, of course, the sad thing is we have a government that's proud about this, and far too many others, perhaps, who are proud of this weird shift of some of the most basic things of life, namely our gender orientation that God gave us. In any event, he says, we look forward to offering this option to all routine passport applicants once we can complete the required system and form updates in early 2022. The department also continues to work closely with other U.S. government agencies to ensure a smooth travel experience, as smooth a travel experience as possible for all passport holders, regardless of their gender identity. He said additional updates on the implementation of the X gender marker on passports for people who identify as non-binary would be found on the website. You can check it out for yourself if you're interested, travel.state.gov/gender. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken, hasn't the Biden administration just brought us such wonderful things in the first, 120 or so days? Wow. Blinken announced in June that the State Department would allow people to choose their gender identity for passports, even if it contradicts their biological sex or the gender identity listed on other official documents. And they say this with such pride. He said at the time, the department has begun moving toward and adding a gender marker for non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming persons applying for a passport or consular report of birth abroad. We are evaluating the best approach to achieve this goal, the process of adding a gender marker for non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming persons to these documents is technologically complex and will take time for extensive system updates. Your taxpayer money at work, folks. On and on it goes. The policy change came partly in response to Dana Zrim, a U.S. Navy veteran who identifies as non-binary and intersex, who filed a lawsuit to get a passport reflecting his new identity. Previously, the State Department had defended the gender binary for passports by arguing it ensured accuracy, helped identify eligibility, and make passport data useful for other agencies. And on it goes. If you want to read the rest of it, you can find this report by Michael Grabowski at ChristianPost.com. And then we wonder why our children are confused. Then we wonder why we're having these incredible battles in our schools. Then we wonder why we're having some of the incidents, the horrible incidents that have occurred and are still unraveling in Loudoun County, for example. You say no connection? I disagree. Anyway, we'll get back to that in further depth, that sort of thing, in days to come. But I wanted to pass this latest news along. In the meantime, let me again thank you for what you're doing in our campaign with the Bible League. You truly are responding with generosity, but we still need a little over 1,200 Bibles as of this moment, 1,226 Bibles to wrap up our campaign goal of 6,720 copies of the Word of God to meet the needs of the world. I'll tell you what, folks, whether it's in America, and by the way, I heard and read recently, I don't have the article in front of me, but I read recently that this whole sex issue, this whole gender identification issue, all this confusion that is being celebrated here in our country is being pushed back hard by other nations, especially the nations of Africa. They don't want this stuff in their nations. And we'll talk more about that in days ahead as well. But best answer, not what I think or you think, but what God thinks, and we know that's in His Word. That's what the Bible's all about, God's immutable, infallible Word on all matters of life, including this. And so we want to spread the powerful Word of God wherever we can, and you're helping us do that with your gifts at 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. And as we say, $5 buys one Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20. And anything you can give is going to move us forward and get us up and over the top with this campaign. What a great way, if you have angst, if you will, of any sort about what's happening in the culture and in the world, this is a great way of really addressing it with positive power, and that's sharing the Word of God, which changes men's hearts from the inside out and really reorients their entire thinking in this and in every other way. How about helping us out at 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or online at WAVA.com. Hey, the Christmas cabinet. When we come back, stay with us.
Remember the kids' game Telephone? The teacher would whisper in the first kid's ear, "I have a purple giraffe named Lucy." And then each kid would whisper that to the next kid to see if the message could make it to the end. At the end, little Johnny would of course yell out, "My paper airplane is storming your Barbie castle." It's Ryan. And the point I'm trying to make is sometimes middlemen can create problems. At United Faith Mortgage, an important thing about us is that we have a direct lender advantage. We are an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. For you, this often allows us to get your loan done faster. And because we lend with our company's money, we can often get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charge may be higher for life of loan.
Have peace of mind by protecting yourself, your family, and your community. COVID-19 can have serious complications, and there's no way to know how COVID-19 will affect you or your loved ones. This is a new virus requiring new vaccines, but vaccines have been protecting us and saving lives for years. The Loudoun County Health Department wants you to know we need everyone's help to bring this virus under control. Get your COVID-19 vaccine at staywellnova.com. That's staywellnova.com.
3-Day Blinds is here to solve your window treatment needs. But hurry. Most blinds and shades ordered by November 8th can be installed by Thanksgiving. With over 40 years of experience in high-quality custom window treatments, 3-Day Blinds can help transform your home with free in-home design consultations. 3-Day Blinds offers custom blind, shade, shutters, and drapery. There's no obligation to buy, and we provide a quote the same day you meet with us. Book your free in-home design consultation today at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Lancaster Bible College, Capital Seminary, and Graduate School wants to be part of your educational journey. Whether you are considering a seminary or graduate degree, LBC Capital's Washington, D.C. location may be your perfect fit. Plus, if you are looking to start or finish the undergraduate degree you've always wanted, LBC Capital, Washington, D.C. has adult education options both in class and online. As one of the premier Bible colleges in the nation, we educate Christian students to think and live a biblical worldview and to proclaim Christ by serving Him in the church and society. Our programs in ministry, Bible, divinity, leadership, counseling professions, and more are taught by caring professors who are focused on your journey. Connect with LBC Capital Washington, D.C. today. Visit us online at lbc.edu/dc. That's lbc.edu/dc.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Yes, I know it's Christmas music, and rightly so, most appropriate. Here's a stark early October headline I came across at Bloomberg.com. Christmas at risk as supply chain disaster only gets worse. Opening sentences of the report say it's the beginning of October, just the start of what the retail world simply calls peak. But the industry's already in various forms of panic that usually don't take hold until the weeks before Christmas. Early in the year, the hope was that the bottlenecks that gummed up the global supply chain in 2020 would be mostly cleared by now, but the report says they've actually only gotten worse, much worse. Evidence is mounting that the holiday season is at risk. Well, fear not. In the studios with me right now, somebody who is, I think, saying to us, hey, parents, families, whomever, don't panic. We already have it covered. We're waiting for you. It's in the form of a remarkable creation by Melissa Carey. She's a Bible study leader, a teacher, a speaker here in Virginia, in the Arlington area. and somebody who has a passion for the story of Christmas that has led her, I'm sure by the Lord's providence, to find ways to share the joys of Christmas. So pull that microphone a little closer to you. And Melissa, it's a delight to have you here.
Oh, Don, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, I understand we have a mutual friend, by the way.
We do indeed. My son's mother-in-law, Rebecca Heglin.
Rebecca, if you happen to be listening online or at any point, we love you. We miss you up here, but I know you're doing the Lord's work. Still down in Florida, she and her husband, right?
I've been in Hawaii with the kids and are back in Florida. Yep.
Oh, poor. Anyway, what is this remarkable thing God, I believe, has given you? You call it the Christmas cabinet.
Indeed, it is the Christmas cabinet. I mean, can you imagine, Don, how amazing it would be to have a calm, peaceful, meaningful lead up to Christmas? I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be, right? But so often we end up frantically slapping wrapping paper and bows on presents at 3 o'clock in the morning, waking up groggy and cross the next morning and feeling kind of empty and depleted after the flurry of wrapping papers cleaned up. Imagine instead an intentional Advent. The Christmas cabinet is a way to keep the family grounded in the reason for the season. It allows you to invite Jesus into your home. So specifically, the Christmas cabinet is a way to prepare your family's heart for Christmas. It's a special Advent calendar, a super high-quality wooden cabinet with 24 drawers and 25 hand-painted figures that tell the story of Christmas. Each day, you take out one of the figures, read the story in the accompanying book with your family, so that by December 25th, you've created a full nativity scene.
And it starts whenever you want it to, or just in the Advent season itself, or what?
You can use it and keep it up all year. My goodness, I was a dollhouse girl when I was little, and I would have had this thing out 24/7. But it's especially appropriate at Advent time. And, you know, I made this because, selfishly, I wanted one. There is nothing else like this out there. I looked and looked for years and years, and I couldn't find one. I wanted something that was an Advent calendar that told the biblical aspect of it, but also gave the history and so many other things. So I had to make one. You know, as a kid, I loved Advent calendars. They were so pretty and sparkly. But when you opened up that cardboard flap, it was kind of disappointing. And, you know, same with the nativity scenes. I loved opening up the family creche, the Joseph and Mary and the little lambies and the angels. But I knew there was so, so much more to that story. But I didn't know where to find it. I didn't have the resources. I was too little to be able to open up a Bible and understand what it was all about. So that's what the Christmas cabinet does. It connects the stories of the Bible with the teachings of Jesus and the Old Testament prophecies. It was my way of bringing the Christmas story to life.
And how does this set itself apart from a lot of other things out there for Christmas? Although I will be the first to say our wonderful holiday of celebrating the Lord's birth has been manipulated and commercialized and taken advantage of for all the wrong reasons. But that being said, how does this really reconnect the focus, refocus the whole holiday season?
Great question. This is a battery-free, screen-free way to celebrate Christmas. It is an heirloom that you will pass down from generation to generation. It's not only an amazing teaching tool for parents and grandparents, but for Sunday school teachers, pastors, youth group leaders. And on the website, we've got all kinds of videos and links with Christmas carols and maps. There are these really cool sections in the book called Going Deeper that tell, you know, who were the wise men? Where did they come from? How do we know what they came from? Where's the map? Where are those countries today? So there's a lot of historical documentation backed up that's completely biblically based. And we even look at, like, the historians Josephus Flavius and, you know, Cato and all the different Roman historians and what they had to say about Jesus.
I tell you what, folks, it's something you want to make note of. It's very simple, thechristmascabinet.com. But I haven't said it yet. WAVA listeners will get a $45 discount when you go to that website if you make sure you use the coupon code WAVA. So there's benefit to you being a listener right now. How did this all really come about for you? You've already said you've had this lifelong desire for this sort of specializing, finding special things about Christmas and even as a child. But at what point did you say, this is something I need to not just think about, but get up and do?
I just wanted to go deeper. As my faith grew, I wanted to know more and more and more about the real truth behind the nativity. And frankly, when I had grandchildren, that's when it was like, wow, you know, I wish I had had something like this as a kid. If I had had something like this, I would have known Christ so much more intimately. And, you know, I love listening to this station, and I love listening to all the wonderful sermons. And just this week, I've heard so many pastors talking about how imperative it is to share our faith with our children and to teach them the wonderful stories in the Bible and to let them really know God intimately. This is how you do it. It's non-judgmental. It's gentle. It's easy. And, you know, we all have people that our hearts ache for, that we just want them to know the love and joy and peace of our amazing Savior. And this Christmas cabinet is how we can reach people.
Again, it's Christmas, thechristmascabinet.com. And remember, WAV listeners, you're one of them right now. You get a $45 discount by using that coupon code WAVA. We're talking with Melissa Carey, by the way. She, by God's grace, has created this for all of us to enjoy. And I have to ask you, what are your favorite figures? What is your favorite character? What parts of this whole wonderful thing are really special to you?
Oh, well, the beautiful front of the cabinet has two Fra Angelica angels, my favorite Renaissance artist, and it says, "Joy to the world." And then you open up the doors, and it's like entering into Narnia, and there's the sapphire blue skyline of Bethlehem with 24 drawers, and each drawer has a little hand-painted figure. So we start with Zachariah, and we have, oh, I love, there's a bag of real frankincense that you can use to burn, to talk about how holy and holy the Day of Atonement was. There's a little figure of Bethlehem, which is amazing, and it talks about the history of Bethlehem. We even have historically and biblically accurate figures of Caesar Augustus and Herod, King Herod. There are little lambs. The figures are just amazing.
Is it right that you actually also go out and share this story of Christmas in this form with the groups and churches?
Absolutely. As you can tell, I get a little passionate about the story of the Nativity and about sharing my love of Christ. And so I speak at a lot of different churches, as well as women's Bible studies and family groups. And it's a really cool way to like invite your neighbors and friends to come over and share the story in a judgmental, gentle way. So there's a contact tab on my website, www.thechristmascabinet.com, and that link is also on the WAVA website as well.
Now, we were talking just before we came on the air live that you had this plan for last year, but the Lord had other plans, didn't he?
And yes, indeed.
As much as we may have needed it then, I think we're not even post-COVID yet, sadly, but people really need, especially the Christian families and others searching for truth, need something right now, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do. And the culture is getting crazier and crazier. And this is just such a way to root yourself in the true meaning of Christmas. And it's been so fun to see what different families have done and how they've used the Christmas cabinet. You know, we have one wonderful grandmother that videoed herself opening up each box and sent it, texted it to her daughter-in-law so that her grandkids could watch her opening up the box and telling the story to them because they couldn't be together because of COVID. Yeah. Or the mom who's in the nursing home who can't be with you. And so a guy calls up his mom every day and they open the cabinet together and he reads the story to her.
Oh my. Now, I inferred from what you said right at the outset, this is something that's going to be able to be in the home for years to come. It's not, you know, cardboard material that by the end of the season's been all worn out.
This thing is so high quality. That is the comment I get most from people. I am shocked at how beautiful and high quality this thing. It's heavy. I mean, it's small enough to put on a mantelpiece or on a table, but it is sturdy and substantial. It is wooden, hand-painted, super high quality. Jesus ain't junk, and I wanted this to be a beautiful, classic thing. And the best part is, you know, so often with Christmas decorations, moms are like, ooh, don't touch, don't break. Well, this is touch, play, enjoy, you know, make it something. And you know what? We have all either literally or figuratively lost Jesus.
Yes.
And if you lose the baby Jesus, you just get a replacement part. It's no big deal. I'll send you another one. And the book is tear-proof and waterproof so that the kids can use it year after year and enjoy it.
On that note, we have to break, Melissa. Maybe before Christmas actually arrives, we'll talk again. But certainly we're going to re-air this another time as well for folks. But thank you for bringing some of the spirit and joy, the true spirit and joy of Christmas, right here to our studios and to all of our listeners. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Don. I just hope your listeners will take the crazy out of Christmas and wish them a peaceful, calm, and intentional Merry Christmas.
TheChristmasCabinet.com. TheChristmasCabinet.com. That's the number to call, or rather the website to go. And if you want to connect with Melissa about coming to your church or your group to speak or whatever, you can find that on there as well. Remember, WAVA listeners get a $45 discount when you use the coupon code WAVA.
And this is what I wanted to get to today. As bad and as entangled as David's life and behavior was, God was still at work in his life. And you may have made some missteps. You may have sinned in ways you don't want nobody to know about. But God knows how to take junk and to turn it into something precious. You hear what I'm saying? The very building we're in, they were selling crack outside every time I passed. There were prostitutes that would stand back here and sell themselves. It was dilapidated. It was ugly. It was dirty. But God turned this ugly, this dark place into a lighthouse that's impacting the earth. Why? Because God specializes in taking trash and turning it into treasure. That's the type of God we serve.
For more content like this, be sure to follow Grace Church VA TV on YouTube.com. That's Grace Church VA TV. And as always, live big.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while economists do predict that rates will move up this year, it's not too late to get on board and take advantage of a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate, whether a purchase or refinance. And with a massive rise in equity, you can take cash out for any reason or simply just remove your pesky PMI. Cornerstone First is a direct lender with our own money, so we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC-2271.
3 Day Blinds is here to solve your window treatment needs. But hurry, most blinds and shades ordered by November 8th can be installed by Thanksgiving. With over 40 years of experience in high-quality custom window treatments, 3 Day Blinds can help transform your home with free in-home design consultations. 3 Day Blinds offers custom blind, shade, shutters, and drapery. There's no obligation to buy, and we provide a quote the same day you meet with us. Book your free in-home design consultation today at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Do you know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I even found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. Don't wait. Workplace open enrollment is here. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-659-8080. That's 1-800-659-8080. 1-800-659-8080. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mainly clear skies are expected for tonight. We'll see a nighttime low of 50. For tomorrow, sunshine will give way to clouds. Expect a high tomorrow of 66. Friday, winds gradually subsiding with periods of rain. We'll reach a high Friday of 64. Weatherproof your next adventure with AccuWeather. Download the redesigned AccuWeather app today. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Once again, I want to remind you, these are the final days of our exciting campaign with the Bible League. The world needs the word. Bibles for the nations. And we are within 1,226 copies of reaching our goal of 6,720 Bibles. I'd love to see that rounded up to 7,000 Bibles. But whatever you can do, first of all, I want to thank those of you who've been doing it. You've called with your $50 gift, your $10 gift, your $500 gift. We've had all sorts. And at $5 a Bible, we're just saying take that number. If you can multiply it two or three or four or five or 10 times, make the call and help us put this up and over the top, because these are the final days of wrapping it up for this month of October. And we want to be able to send as many copies of God's Word across the world as possible by your gifts at 800-937-9673 or on our website at wava.com. The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, as once again we are delighted to partner with the Bible League International. 83 years of spreading God's Word all over the world. You're making it happen. I'm sure the Bible League, Michael Woolworth, all the folks there would be the first to say, hey, we couldn't do it without you. We can't do it without you. Just as we can't do what they do so effectively, it's a team effort. As it should be. I've often said this is one of the many things I love about the body of Christ. It is intentionally structured by God to make us interdependent. There isn't room in the body of Christ for lone rangers, people who can do it all and take the credit for it. In fact, Paul writes about that in several places. As you know, in Corinthians, he said, consider your own calling, brethren. Not many of you are mighty or wise or rich or famous or gifted or whatever. To paraphrase him, of course. He said, God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and the weak things of the world to confound the strong. Why did he do this? Well, bottom line, many of you know, you've already quoted it, if you know the scripture at all, that no flesh should glory in his presence. God has said throughout scripture, I will not share my glory with another. That is an inviolable principle of the universe. God will not share what belongs to him with anybody else. He will honor us with great honor. He will reward us with great reward as we come and labor with him, but all the time understanding that it's not about us, it's not our ministry, it's not our project, but from beginning to end, it's his, and that he's invited us to come along and join him in the enterprise. We know he could do it with any other means he chose. He could have spread the word of God all over the world with angels. He chose the likes of you and me, and the awesome responsibility of being able to buy a few Bibles as one of the ways he wants to get it done. And then he's raised up ministries such as the Bible League so that we can together come together and do together what none of us could do on our own. And that's the exciting thing, that when it's all over, the Bible League doesn't get the credit. All the people there don't get the credit. We don't get the credit. If you gave $50,000, you don't get the credit. He gets the credit. He gets the glory. We are simply servants together of the Master spreading his word. 800-YES-WORD is the number. 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com. We really do need to hear from you. We really do need you to go on and make a generous gift. Our goal is 6,720 copies of the scripture, and I'd love to push that right up to 7,000. I love even numbers when it comes to these efforts, and I'm sure you do too. So how about giving us a helping hand right now and say maybe give a $50 gift, a $500 gift, a $300 gift, a $20 gift, whatever you can give, 800-937-9673, on our web, WAVA.com.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say, God will look after them. You suddenly realize how critical it is for Christians not just to assume God will look after their brothers and sisters who have converted from Islam, but that they will be prepared to walk with them.
That's a great statement from Ahmed in Middle East. He's talking about especially those, and by the way, they are coming to Christ by the tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, out of the Islamic world. They are coming out of the darkness and into the light. But as he said, we need to walk with them. And we need to do it, in this case, by providing scriptures in their language that someone can sit down and nurture them in their new faith. As you know, if you track these things at all, you've probably read anecdotal reports of how many Muslims are coming to faith in Christ, not through a witness of another human being initially. Many of them are coming through a divine revelation, the Lord Jesus himself personally appearing to them, or perhaps an angel like with Cornelius. But even in that case, did you notice that Cornelius had to send for another human being to get further explanation? He had to send for Peter to come and explain to him what God had stirred up in his heart and what had been triggered by this angelic appearance. And so this is happening, we know, all over the Middle East right now, throughout the Muslim world. And as a result, these people need the Bible. They need the Word of God. They need Scripture. And that's why we're doing this campaign as well. So would you make a gift right now, a generous gift, whatever that means for you? You know, and I did want to mention that doubling is going on right now with your gifts. So now's a very good time to make the gift. Make the call. When you do, it's very easy to do it. 800-YES-WORD. Tell them how much you want to give, how many Bibles you'd like to give. And you can do it online, WAVA.com, and you can choose your number there that you want to give for Bibles, and it'll all be very easy to do. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Your home is your castle. You've given your blood, sweat, and tears to protect the family you love. When it's time for an upgrade, remodel, or improvement, you can trust Valor Home to give it as much care as you do. Valor Home believes in honor, respect, and trust. It's these core values that have made them the premier contractor for roofing, bathroom remodels, and replacement windows. They take their oaths seriously to give you the best craftsmanship at an affordable price. With the holidays fast approaching, maybe it's time to remodel that bathroom for guests or give Santa a firm landing on your roof. No matter your need, you can count on Valor Home to do it right. Act now and get 50% off roofing materials, plus a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. Valor is also offering free gutters and downspouts up to 100 linear feet and 0% interest and no payments until 2023. This is the beginning of Valor Home's commitment to you. Call 833-83-VALOR. That's 833-83-VALOR today, or learn more at valorhome.com.
833-83-VALOR.
Should I refinance or should I just ignore all these annoying commercials? Here's Uncle Ryan.
I think of one friend in particular. He refinanced maybe 3 or 4 years ago. He got a very good interest rate at the time. And he's like, should I do it again? I don't want to be bothered with the hassle. And I looked into it. He originally 3 or 4 years ago did a 30-year loan. And with rates coming down over the last couple of years, we actually ended up putting him into a 20-year term. He cut about 6 or 7 years off his mortgage and his payments stayed identical. Over the long haul, he's saving tens of thousands of dollars. And is it worth it? The answer is every single situation is different. So it's definitely worth it to look into, even if you have refinanced recently. Not only that, it might only take you personally an hour or two worth of work throughout the entire process, and we handle everything else.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Can refinance. Total refinancing charge may be higher for life of loan.
Lancaster Bible College, Capital Seminary, and Graduate School wants to be part of your educational journey. Whether you are considering a seminary or graduate degree, LBC Capital's Washington, D.C. location may be your perfect fit. Plus, if you are looking to start or finish the undergraduate degree you've always wanted, LBC Capital Washington, D.C. has adult education options both in class and online. As one of the premier Bible colleges in the nation, we educate Christian students to think and live a biblical worldview and to proclaim Christ by serving Him in the church and society. Our programs in ministry, Bible, divinity, leadership, counseling professions, and more are taught by caring professors who are focused on your journey. Connect with LBC Capital Washington, D.C. today. Visit us online at lbc.edu/dc. That's lbc.edu/dc.
Okay, that number is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. The world needs the Word. Bibles for the nations. And your gift's being doubled when you make that call right now. So perfect time to make the call. Anytime's a good time to give a Bible. That's, I think we would all agree. But right now, the need is so great. As a matter of fact, we've been trying to bring you just some audio clips of people, fellow believers, by the way, throughout the world. This is, I love the fact this is a global effort. It's not only for some of the nations we usually think of or talk about in some of the campaigns, but it's global. It's worldwide. This is Anton from Armenia, who talks about that region of the world and how much they need Bibles.
It's a very interesting situation in Armenia because it's located between Iran and Turkey and Iraq. So they're surrounded by Muslim countries, but Armenia was one of the first Christian nations ever. But it's become a very traditional church. Over 90% of the population calls itself Christian, but it's a tradition. They don't know what it means to having relationship with Christ. The Bible they are using was translated in the 7th century, and they never changed that. So people, even if they have a Bible, they don't understand a word of it because it's pre-Middle Age language. So what you see is that all those Christians, they don't have a clue about what is going on in the Word of God or what the Gospel means to them. So you can easily say that of those 90% that calls themselves Christian, 88% doesn't have a Bible.
Wow, that's incredible, isn't it? We can change that. You are changing that with your gifts. I hope you will. I hope that you'll make a gift, whatever that means to you, a generous gift. $10 may be a very generous gift. You say, should I bother calling with 5 or 10 or 50? Absolutely. I've said that for years. That one Bible, you and I have no idea where it's going to go, who it's going to touch. I feel pretty certain in saying that without question, it will touch not one life, but a number, several lives, maybe an entire village could be brought to Christ through that one Bible that you give. And on the other hand, the need is very great. In fact, I'm looking right now at a clip from Zimbabwe, and this person says in that situation, they only have one Bible among 200 Christians.
There is a huge Bible gap here in Zimbabwe. Some churches in the rural areas, you will find that you get to a church where there are about 200 members. And in that church, you only find one person with one Bible. So you can say in that church, the ratio is 1 to 200.
Would you do it? Would you provide Bibles? We've said it so often. I hope it doesn't get trite or boring. But we have so much in this country. We really do. You know that. That's stating the obvious. But it's never in say. I certainly never say that to try to add guilt to anybody. Guilt's a lousy motivator. One guy said guilt is only good for wallowing in. It doesn't serve a constructive purpose. Now, conviction is something else. The Holy Spirit doesn't make us guilty so much as He convicts us. Jesus said when He comes, He will convict the world of sin. And He convicts us believers at times for not doing what He wants us to do. And if that's the dynamic that's working in you right now, you just feel a little conviction that, I really should provide some Bibles. I really should help my brothers and sisters around the world. I really should step in to the gap, so to speak, with a few Bibles. And again, this is so structured that I dare say everybody listening now is apt to be able to give at least one Bible. Many of you could give 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 Bibles. The audience is that large. Many of you have been blessed with above average resources, not all. So give according to your ability, I guess is a way to put it. Would you just go to the phone and say, hey, I want to be part of what God's doing in Vietnam, in Peru, in Malaysia, in Indonesia, in Tanzania, in India, and throughout the Middle East. Name a country practically, and the Bible League's at work there. And we're just saying, let's untie their hands, so to speak. Let's put resources in their hands through our gifts so that they can provide thousands and thousands of Bibles all over the world. Our campaign is 6,720 copies of the Word of God. I insist that we round that up to 7,000. What do you say? You agree? Let's do it. 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673 or online WAVA.com. Do it now.
On day one as governor, Glenn Youngkin will get to work for Virginians. He will prioritize public safety by defending, not defunding our police. And he'll fire the McAuliffe-anointed corrupt parole board that puts violent criminals back on our streets. Youngkin will ensure that our schools stay open 5 days a week. He'll raise teacher pay, rebuild our schools, and strengthen special ed programs. Glenn Youngkin will keep Virginia open, and he'll cut the cost of living for Virginians by immediately eliminating the grocery tax and suspending the recent gas tax hike. And he'll invest in our roads and highways, making our businesses more competitive. Your constitutional rights? Glenn Youngkin will defend them, protecting our First and our Second Amendment rights and restoring the photo ID requirement to vote, making it easy to vote but hard to cheat. Glenn Youngkin is ready to get to work for you to ensure Virginia is the best place to live, work, and raise a family.
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I paid for this ad.
Hi, folks. Don Crow here with the Bible League, thanking you for your very generous responses in our current campaign, The World Needs the Word, Bibles for the Nations. Also want to let you know that we're near the end of the month of October, but we still need some more Bibles to meet our goal of sending several thousand copies of God's Word to heart-hungry Christians and others around the world. So if you have given already, thanks very much. But if you haven't, would you consider doing it right now? $5 buys a Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20. A gift of $500 will provide 100 copies of God's Word when you call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673, or you can give online at WAVA.com. But thank you for doing something right now. Time's running out in the campaign, and we need your help today to put it up and over the top. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com.
If you've ever considered real estate investing, now is the time to learn. The real estate market has and will continue to have tremendous opportunities for the educated investor. This is your opportunity to attend a free live in-person real estate workshop in your area. We have been teaching people just like you for more than 25 years. Discover multiple ways to build wealth with real estate investing in any economy. Learn about the investor mindset, investing strategies, creative ways to fund a deal, and much more. The economy is changing, and so is your financial future. Whether you're new to real estate investing or already own property, you won't want to miss this free in-person Building Wealth Real Estate 101 workshop. Register now for the Washington, D.C. area Building Wealth with Legacy Real Estate 101 workshop, October 26th, 27th, 28th in the Washington, D.C. area. Don't wait. Go to LegacyEducation.com. Again, that's LegacyEducation.com to register for the free real estate workshop coming to your area. Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Smooshed. That's how all the cars looked on a truck I passed recently. Steel pancakes, crushed and ready for the scrapyard. But one day, every one of those cars was somebody's dream come true. Not anymore. Yesterday's dream has been flattened, like so many of life's dreams. Things we thought were what we were looking for in life. A dream job or home, a big milestone, a romance, a marriage, children. They failed to fill the hole in our heart. In the Bible, our Creator tells us that we were made by Him and for Him. Our soul is restless and lonely because He's missing. You and I have hijacked the life God was supposed to run. So there's a wall between you and the one you were made for. But there doesn't have to be, because Jesus died for you to pay the hijacker's death penalty. When you tell Him, "Jesus, I'm yours," the wall between you and God comes down and the hole in your heart is filled. We'd love to help you begin your relationship with Him if you'll call us at 888-NEED-HIM, 888-NEED-HIM.
Find us on your smart speaker and on your phone, WAVA.
To our brothers in the U.S., we appeal to you that the need for a change is through the Word of God. It's not the effort of one man. It's not the effort of a president. It's not the effort of a Congress or a government, but it is a change people who look unto God, who look unto the Word of God for a change lives.
We can relate to that, whether it's in Peru, as this pastor is speaking from, or right here in America or anywhere else. It is God's Word, as we've been kind of focusing in throughout this hour. It's that that changes men's hearts. And then men with changed hearts, women with changed hearts, are the ones who change the nation. That's why I've often said a work of this sort, such as the Bible League, is nation building at its very best. It is really changing a situation at the root cause, and that is the heart of man. We all know Scripture is quite clear that man is in a very desperate and depraved condition. The heart is deceitful above all things. Jeremiah said, "Who can know the depths of its depravity?" Well, we're seeing that throughout the world and in our own country, but the antidote is the life-changing power of the gospel of Jesus Christ that brings men and women into relationship with Christ, and their lives are then changed. And we close this hour with this amazing clip from Indonesia about witch doctors who have come to Christ.
So there are 65 fellowship, Nepalese fellowships in Malaysia, ranging between about 4,000 to 5,000 believers who worship the Lord every day. And we see conversion every day. Literally every day, people are added to the church.
Every day they're added to the church, including these folks. That was Raja from Malaysia. This is Pastor Tande from Indonesia.
I met this witch doctor. He was called Philip. He was teacher of the doctors, witch doctors, because he was the one who trained many to do the same in killing people. So people in that village are really afraid of this kind of people. So when I went there in that village, I invited these people to pray for these witch doctors, because I believe that only Jesus can transform their life. Praise the Lord that in that night when I conducted the crusade, these people came also. So I preached the Word of God, and at the end, I invited these people to come to receive Christ. So these people, about 120 maybe, they came forward. They kneeled down, and then they want to receive Christ. Then later on, I went to Philip's house. I teach him more about Christ. Then after several months, I baptized him. So now, praise the Lord, God has been using him. Every day, he and his wife pray for his people. And he really loves God. When people get sick, they call him to pray for them. So before, when people want to kill people, they invite him. But now, when they want to get healed, they invite him to pray for them. So I believe this is the work of Holy Spirit that transformed people's life, like Philip.
Isn't that an incredible story? When people wanted to curse somebody and kill them, they'd go for the witch doctor. But by the grace of God, he was led to the Lord Jesus Christ through the power of God's word. And now when folks want help and healing, they come to the preacher, the former witch doctor. Beautiful. That's the gospel at work in a nutshell, folks. You're making it happen with your gifts of Bibles at 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at our website, wava.com. Thank you for what you've done. thank you for what you're doing now, and thank you for what you're going to do. God bless you.
Hey, this is Norm with A-Action Home Services, reminding you to set up your $69 heating system maintenance visit. Call us at 703-922-1900, and you too can say, problem solved.
Free inspiration and encouragement every morning, noon, and night, sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
Making Money Sense with Larry Rosenthal is heard Saturday mornings at 9 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Don't let the busyness of life keep you from receiving the hope and healing God has for you. The Pray With Me prayer app will provide encouragement from believers praying for you. Visit praywithme.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.